Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the synodic cycle of Mercury. It's an interesting cycle. We do a five-day training to look at this particular cycle along with the synodic cycles of Venus and Mars, as they are unique and different than the other outer planet cycles. The ancient people really worked with these particular cycles, and part of what we're attempting to do is to understand them in the light of how we can work with them in current times, and also by looking at myths and stories of how they worked with these cycles in the past. Mercury is the most elusive of the cycles. It's disappearing and reappearing more than any other planet. One of the reasons why it is considered a trickster, it's connected to the magician appearing and disappearing, diving in and out of the sun from the Earth's perspective. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it goes around the sun in just 88 days. It just zips around the sun. So that basically means that when the Earth has gone around the sun once in 365 days, Mercury has gone around the sun a little more than four times. So it's like one Earth year is of like four plus Mercury years. So Mercury and its experience and the context of what's happening from Mercury's perspective is very different than what's happening here. And if we think about how fast the mind can work, the mind can take us from, we could be sitting in the room that we're sitting in, and then suddenly we could be thinking about being on the moon, or we could think about being with a friend who's on the other side of the world. So our mind can take us someplace very quickly, and that is, it's interesting to note that Mercury represents the mind, and Mercury is the fastest moving planet. It also has the ability to appear and disappear, to remind us that there's the conscious and the unconscious. When Mercury is visible, it's more in our conscious present awareness, and when Mercury is not visible, it can be linked to the times when we're less conscious, or when we are in a more intuitive place, or when we're able to connect with information that is from multidimensional realms, because Mercury is also very multidimensional in how it operates. One of the phases of the Mercury cycle we call the psychopomp, when Mercury is the guide for souls, is the initiator, is the one that is taking people where they need to go. In the Greek myths, Hermes, or Mercury in Roman myth, was the one that was taking people where they needed to go. If they needed to go to the underworld, that's where they got to go. If they needed to go to the celestial world, that's where they got to go. If they needed to go to some other dimension or other realm, Mercury has the ability, or Hermes had the ability, to take people there. And so when we tune into the Mercury cycle, we're really tuning into these multidimensional aspects of reality that aren't always so visible to us. When we're living in a left-brain consensus reality that says things are logical, rational, and reasonable at all times, and Mercury would, be the thing that reminds us that that may not necessarily be true. So the Mercury cycle it spends time as a morning star, it spends time with the sun, it spends time with the evening as an evening star, and it has its retrograde phase where it goes retrograde as an evening star. Is retrograde for a few days, a week and a half or so before it conjuncts the sun, and then it goes, it becomes a morning star, and then goes direct. So what we've decided in shamanic astrology that makes the most sense in how to understand the cycle is when the overtone or the overarching theme of the Mercury cycle is determined when Mercury goes direct. So what sign Mercury is in then becomes the theme for the next 120 days. And it's approximately 120 days. Each cycle is different. Some are a few days shorter. Some are, around 120 days, or sometimes even maybe slightly longer than 120 days. But that's usually the number that is associated with the Mercury cycle. From, we could say, station direct to station direct, or Mercury retrograde conjunct the sun to Mercury retrograde conjunct the sun. If you pick any one point in the cycle, there's a certain number of days that happens until it returns to that point in the cycle. So Mercury, as a morning star after it's gone direct, is the beginning of the cycle. The day that it stations direct begins the journey of Mercury through that archetypal sign, through the mysteries that are associated with whatever sign Mercury is in when it goes direct. So if it's going direct in Leo, then it would be the mysteries of Leo. If it's going direct in Virgo, it would be the mysteries of Virgo. If it's going direct in Libra, it would be the mysteries of Libra. So everybody is born with Mercury in an overtone or a sign that is the overarching theme of that particular time. And everybody has a Mercury that is either a morning star or conjunct the sun, retrograde or not retrograde, or an evening star. So depending on where Mercury is in its cycle, there are certain understanding or certain ways that we look at the different phases of the Mercury cycle. And I don't really have enough time to go into that here. But again, if you're interested and want to know more about how to work with this cycle, how to do the ceremonial, have a ceremonial connection to the Mercury cycle, and to understand your own Mercury, where it is in its cycle, then I highly recommend coming to the one of the intensives that we do on the cosmology. We do night sky training, but we also talk about the Venus, Mars, and Mercury cycles. Something to know is that Mercury does have a synodic return, meaning that around your birthday, every 6 to 7 years, Mercury is coming back to its original position, the same position it was with the sun. And these are very important times, and they're sometimes we could say age 6, age 7, age 13, 14, but there are certain ones that are actually more precise, and the most precise Mercury return happens at age 46, and this is very interesting. Of course, unless a person lives to be 92, and then it's also, again, the same preciseness that it's returning every 46 years. And this is significant in that the timing of the cycle, of the generational cycles, and the Venus and Mars cycles, it kind of connects in with at age 46, because age 47 is the closest Mars return of a person's life, unless they live to be age 79, and then it's slightly closer. And age 48 is a Venus return. Every 8 years, Venus returns. So 46, 47, 48, the birthdays, 46, 47, 48, Mercury, Mars, and Venus are highlighted as synodic returns at those particular times. And it's interesting that Mercury kind of leads the way for that particular time. So there's more to this. There's more timings that are amazing and magical and worth noting and paying attention to. I will share some more in future audios. But this is just to give you a sense of the synodic cycle of Mercury. It's very condensed, short sense of it, but it introduces you to the magic and mystery of the Mercury cycle.